Galesburg's Morning News.
Good morning. It is 7:13. It's Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Cameron Line. So on this Wednesday morning, we are celebrating the anniversary of a local business. I cannot believe this has been 5 years already. End Season Restaurant at the Sustainable Business Center here in Galesburg out on West Main Street, celebrating 5 years. And joining us this morning is their executive chef, Bart Smith. Bart, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My goodness, 5 years. Who would have thought this? It just seems like, that we kind of just started talking about it. You just opened up. But I guess time flies.
Time does fly, yeah. For sure.
Well, let's talk first off a little bit about your background, Bart. Where are you from originally, and how did you become an executive chef?
Well, I grew up in Abingdon.
Okay.
Went to school to be a football coach.
Well, there you go. It's all coming together. That all makes sense.
Yeah,
right?
So, and I started cooking about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. So not quite sure how I fell into it. I've always been passionate about it, and mm-hmm. I was a football coach at Avon High School for a couple of years after college and worked at Gates in management for about 11 years, and we kind of downsized, and I guess I was in a midlife crisis trying to figure out something I would like to do that I enjoyed for a living. And I always like to cook. And 15 years later, here I am.
Well, that's the key, finding something that you like to do.
Exactly.
That's
I feel key. Very blessed at 50 to be doing something that I enjoy to do.
Yeah.
Don't think I'll ever get rich at it, but I enjoy doing it.
And you get all you can eat, right, as you're going.
As you can tell.
Oh, me too.
I got a body for the air.
Your football coaching days are done, huh?
It's been a long time, yes.
Well, let's talk specifically about in season. And, people, farm to table, which I guess in some ways that's self-explanatory, but kind of give us some more details on that, because that's something that you don't normally find in a community this size. There's bigger cities where they're doing that. And, I guess if you go back a long, long, long time ago, that's the way everything was. People were, that they farmed for their own purposes to feed themselves. And I suppose earlier restaurants, it was kind of the same way. But it's in some ways, it's kind of a new concept, but especially in a community this size.
Yes, it's very progressive for Galesburg. On the West Coast, you see a lot of farm-to-table, restaurants, especially like where Gretchen, our owner's from, Seattle's, huge farmers markets, a lot of people access food locally, sustainable. But I think it's finally catching on here in the Midwest. You look at Peoria, definitely Chicago, Quad Cities. So it seems like the Midwest were the last to kind of catch on to the trends of whatever it is, fashion, food.
Which doesn't make sense as far as the food goes because of the agriculture community in the Midwest.
Exactly.
Yeah, when this word's been around for a while, but when we talk about sustainability, what does that really mean to you, Bart?
Well, sustainable, you're not, for one aspect, we buy from local growers. We have about 22 farmers that we deal with locally, so we're not using a lot of fossil fuels to ship stuff in from, say, Central America, the West Coast, the East Coast. So we buy locally. We try to reduce our water use. We don't use plastic products, just a few. We grow about 60% of our produce that we use at the restaurant, and it's all organic, so we don't use pesticides, insecticides, so we're not using up a lot of fertilizers that affect the environment, the wildlife. So that's just a few points that I can think of right off the bat.
As an executive chef coming up with the menu idea, when you first started at End Season, is it such a completely different idea than any restaurant you've ever worked in? And is it harder to come up with a menu?
Not really. One of the things I really enjoy about being a chef is the creative aspect of it. So, there's been restaurants I worked at where you're doing the same menu day in and day out. That gets kind of, I don't want to say boring, but monotonous, I guess it would probably be the best word. So, I have a great staff on hand. I got three really good chefs. So we sit down on Tuesday mornings, and we're closed Tuesdays. And that's kind of how we start out our prep. We make everything from scratch, from our stocks, our mustard, our mayonnaise. So I get a list of produce and proteins that are available that week from our gardener. and then we sit down and see what we have available, and then we brainstorm and then put a menu together for that week. Mm-hmm. So as far as it being hard, no, it's more enjoyable than hard. It lets me use my creative juices and...
Mm-hmm. What about as far as the proteins you mentioned? Is that obviously sourced locally through a particular farmer or farm?
Trillium Dell. I get eggs, chickens, and getting a whole hog here in a couple weeks, and we'll break that down ourselves. We get lamb from DeCounter Farms in Good Hope, Illinois. We get some chickens from Hanna City, plus some eggs from the same source. And then luckily we have... Sitka salmon at our disposal. You know, Nick Minks has the Sitka salmon downtown here. He's just got a commercial license, I guess, within the last year or so since I've been back. And so I've got access to salmon, rockfish, prawns, crab legs, certain times of the year, halibut, and black cod.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, one of our biggest sellers out there is bison. So Rombaum Farms just north of town here. So I get bison from them. I get beef from Robinson Beef, which is outside of Cameron. So that's pretty much all my proteins that I have available to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Other than the Sitka salmon shares, everything is comes locally. That's a whole other thing. It's a really interesting story how they get it here and why they're here, which we've talked to them before, too. But you mentioned the bison in particular. As far as a chef, I know that's... one of those that, you know, watching Food Network or whatever that I know, which I've never tried to cook it, but completely different from beef because, one, it's healthier because there's less fat, but two, that makes it harder to cook in some ways without drying it out, unless you're a professional.
No, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to overcook it for sure. You know, bison seems to be one of those other trendy meats out there. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was at the Cubs-Cardinals game this Sunday, and they had a little stand that was serving bison bratwurst and sausages.
Really? See what the Cubs have resorted to, Jim. Come on. Just give me a darn hot dog and nachos. What?
Yeah, I'm sure the Cardinals would never have any sushi or anything would they?
Yeah, well, there was that one stand with fish tacos and such. So that's interesting, though. We're talking with Bart Smith. He's the executive chef at the End Season, celebrating their fifth anniversary in the Sustainable Business Center here in Galesburg out on West Main Street. And you've got an event coming up that's the Farm to Table Dinner. It's actually coming up this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that and the Farm to Table Dinner.
We're trying to highlight some of our farmers. We had our first one last month. Mm-hmm. We highlighted DeCounter Farms there in Good Hope. I smoked a whole hog and basically kind of showcased the produce that they have coming out of the gardens at that point. This weekend we have the Spurgeons. They grow some great produce here. So we're going to feature them. They've got some great potatoes. They have leeks, a lot of red peppers. Of course, you know, we're having squash, eggplant, a lot of those vegetables coming out of the garden now, a ton of tomatoes. Actually, we are producing, canning about 300 pounds of tomatoes a week right now at the restaurant.
Garden's doing really well, then.
Making tomato sauce, doing tomatoes. But yeah, we have a dinner this Saturday, August 20th. It's a four-course meal for $40. That includes a glass of wine, a beer. We have appetizers on the four-course menu. We have soup, salad, entree, and desserts. Mm-hmm. And everything's going to be house-made, locally accessed. And we're getting our chickens from Hanna City. We're roasting those off. We're getting some salmon from Sitka Salmon. So we're doing... some smoked salmon sides, roasted red pepper hummus with some seasonal veggies and homemade pita bread. We have a potato leek soup that we're also doing. Mm-hmm. Caprese salad.
I noticed with that one in particular, house-made mozzarella. So you actually make your own mozzarella?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a pretty simple process. Hmm. Basically, you just take milk and add this. It's called rennet, which makes it coagulate. And then you just bring it up to a certain temperature. It's about 120 for 10, 15 minutes. And then you strain it off and you kind of work it in some cold water. And
Wow. It's a pretty simple process.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was way more complicated than that.
No, it's pretty simple, actually. Yeah. It's almost like making ricotta, making like mozzarella. Ricotta is pretty, they're like fresh cheeses. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty easy to make.
Yeah, and that with that Caprese salad, with the balsamic reduction on it, when you got fresh tomatoes, fresh basil, oh man. That,
I was going to say, we have some great heirloom tomatoes coming out of the garden right now, very flavorful.
Yeah,
Bart, it's interesting to me because many times I think we think of a chef as the guy that's in the kitchen. He's in charge and making everything. But you, at least in this position, you're beyond that, having to create all of the things you're using in your kitchen, making contacts, getting your suppliers. You mentioned canning tomatoes. I mean, it's a pretty comprehensive job beyond just cooking what's
being eaten. I think most chefs wear, many hats, especially in bigger restaurants. But this one in particular, that, most of the time you have a salesman come from either like Sysco or Wa Foods or PFG, and you kind of have everything right there, whatever you need to order. But with us, we are accessing food from different purveyors and, gaining relationships with farmers. And, we have a huge garden right outside our restaurant. So it's a very unique concept, especially here in Galesburg. So
now, are you in charge of the garden, or does somebody else take care of that?
No, actually, we do have a gardener. I've been back for 2 months, so this next year I will we'll sit down this winter with our new gardener that's coming in. Chris Parrish is taking over in the end of August, so we'll sit down at the end of August and with all of us that are in the kitchen on the kitchen staff, and have a game plan ready for the spring of things we want to see coming out of the garden. This year we Margarito planted over 1,000 garlic bulbs. We have blackberry, blueberry, raspberry, aronia berry bushes out there. We also have an orchard that's planted. And then they're working on this little monarch layover station where they've planted a bunch of plants to attract monarch butterflies as they're migrating from Mexico up north and then back to Mexico.
Milkweed or some other?
Yeah, thistle, yes, and milkweed. Yeah. And there's some other plants that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, cool. We're talking with Bart Smith. He's the executive chef at End Season. Well, you mentioned the farm-to-table and sustainable. One of the cool things about what you guys do is you give a chance for people to come out for cooking classes and seminars and things as well to kind of learn about being sustainable and how, we've got a great farmer's market here in Galesburg. We've got some others in other communities around the area. So it's not probably as hard as somebody thinks to do, farm-to-table yourself.
No, like I said, we have about 22 farmers that we deal with. And, the toughest part is early spring when the gardens are just starting. We close down for 2 months in the winter because we just don't have anything coming out of the gardens at that point. We do can some vegetables, tomatoes. We do freeze some vegetables, but just not enough to get us through the winter. But, during the summertime, late spring, summer, fall, we have access to, a ton of produce. And, of course, with our local farmers that produce our proteins, we always have access to proteins. But I feel pretty fortunate to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The meal coming up, the four-course meal, one of the headliners, as you mentioned, with Sitka salmon so close, the smoked salmon with capers, the salmon is really one of the great foods, isn't it? I mean, it's healthy for you. It's light. It's full of nutrition.
And this stuff is wild caught, line caught, and it's an amazing product. They do a great job, actually, with all their products that I've had through them. They do an amazing job.
Bart will tell you, Jim, the hardest thing about smoking salmon, keeping it lit. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, my goodness. Bart, so what do you have? It looks like a frittata.
I got individual frittatas, which is similar to a quiche, except a frittata does not have a pie crust on the bottom. It's a little healthier. Mm-hmm. And then I've got some fresh basil out of our garden, some heirloom tomatoes I roasted off with some roasted red onions. And then I have a little melon and cucumber salad that my sous chef Ryan Kinnear made. Has blueberries, cantaloupe, honeydew. We have julienne, basil, and a little guave nectar to sweeten it up a little bit more.
Wow. That it looks incredible and smells really good too. I'm just saying. We're gonna have to take a break so we can eat because it's again the farm to table dinner is coming up on Saturday out at En-Season Restaurant. It's a 4-course meal. It includes all the food, a glass of wine or beer, cash bar as well. Just $40. You'll need to RSVP. I'm guessing is seating somewhat limited. Are they going to need to RSVP or will you take walk-ins or?
As of now, we're taking walk-ins.
Okay.
We're not anywhere close to having the limit of of the restaurant. I think we've got like 20 reservations as of now. We have room for 67.
So drinks at 5:30. The dinner starts at 6. And if you'd like to RSVP, 343-0736 is the number. And boy, what a really good menu. And tell us your hours at En-Season. You said you're normally closed on Tuesdays. What are your regular hours?
We're open for lunch and dinner Wednesday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we just started a breakfast brunch on Sundays from 10 to 2. And that's a buffet. And it changes every week.
And that I've been told that is really delicious. I've had numerous people here at the station tell me that
I've got Chef Don Hoffman and his son kind of taking over brunch for us the last couple of weeks, and they're doing amazing things. Wow. Should come out and check it out. They're pretty amazing chefs.
Absolutely. Bart Smith, executive chef at En-Season Restaurant at the Sustainable Business Center out on West Main Street here in Galesburg, the old Carhartt location. Again, the farm-to-table dinner coming up on Saturday. And if you would like to reserve your seat, 343-0736. So, Bart, again, thanks so much for coming in. Anything else you'd like to get out there about En-Season you think people need to know?
I can't think of anything right off the bat. I think you guys covered it all.
All right. Well, Bart, thanks so much, and we appreciate the food. I'm going to get pictures of this up on our Facebook page, that's for sure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so
very much.
Appreciate it.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.